This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We did a thing on long-term unemployment last week, a bit of history, a quick explainer, as part of which we pointed out that there are, as of the April jobs report, something like 4.2 million people in this economy in that category, out of work 6 months or more. A lot of them are women who've been hit disproportionately, as you know. And getting them back to work is going to take a lot of pieces falling into place. Open schools, available childcare, also the right kinds of jobs. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our story.
This starts as a love story between a woman, Marta Marecki, and her job, making booze.
It was crazy. I was a distiller. I mean, I was mashing grain and driving forklifts and filling bottles, and it was amazing, and I loved it.
She even sent me a video to kind of show off. Marecki's in work clothes. She's on a forklift hoisting enormous sacks of grain. The video's from early 2020, shortly before she was laid off. Like nearly 4 million women who were working before the pandemic, she doesn't have a job now. So let's back up.
Okay, so I'm 48 years old. I have a daughter who is 15, a son who's 13, and we live in Washington, D.C.
Marecki's husband works for the Defense Department, and when their kids were in elementary school, his job took the family to Japan.
While we lived there, I did some part-time work, same kind of thing I did in the U.S. when the kids were little. I taught cooking classes. I'm a trained chef. I worked as a personal chef.
The family returned to the U.S. in 2019. They put the kids in middle school, and Marecki got down to looking for a full-time job.
I was driving past a distillery, and I thought, hey, that's really cool. My undergraduate degree is in chemistry. I went to cooking school, and I thought, I could do distilling.
And she landed a job making rye, bourbon, gin, and vodka.
And then March 2020 came along. Restaurants and bars started closing down. The distillery took a hit, laid off 3 of its 9 full-time employees.
And she was one of them.
I'd been working 50 hours a week. It was a shock. I didn't see it coming.
She didn't qualify for unemployment because she'd worked just shy of 6 months. Eventually, she found another job making hand sanitizer, but was laid off again.
I applied for a bit to jobs and didn't go well. Sorry. So I decided to take a step back from the job search.
Then she heard about a local food bank and it needed volunteers.
So I'm doing that with my time now, 2 days a week. And it's great because these are people who need help. And I have time.
Marecki's also been helping her teenagers with their at-home schooling. For a lot of other women who lost jobs in the pandemic, caring for kids and other family members has become a full-time gig. Some women even had to leave their jobs to do it. The bottom line, the percentage of women in the workforce has fallen to its lowest level since the late 1980s.
Women at all stages of their careers, younger women who are just entering the workforce for the first time, mid-level careerist CEOs are all struggling.
C. Nicole Mason is president of the Institute for Women's Policy Research. She says the wave of women not working is alarming.
1 year out of the labor force for women at age 30 can cost nearly $110,000 over a lifetime. It has a definite impact on their career mobility. The longer you're out of the workforce, the harder it is to get back in.
It's now been 8 months since Marta Marecki got laid off. I called her recently to see how things are going, and she had some news.
We're moving to Singapore next month. My husband's work is taking us there.
So another chance, another challenge to get back into the job market.
I've got a very eclectic resume. I've done a lot of odd things. And I don't look back and think, wow, I wish I stayed in the Navy 20 years ago, or I wish I stayed in telecom. But I can't help but feel that I've kind of run out of options. People are not killing themselves to hire overeducated, underemployed 48-year-old women. They're just not.
Marecki says she is trying to stay positive, researching distilleries and food science master's programs in Singapore. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.